This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to handle workplace conflict before it explodes. The moment you stop avoiding is the moment things get better. What happened? SHRM recently published a workplace conflict toolkit aimed at helping professionals build healthier team dynamics. The resource addresses how conflict, when handled poorly, erodes trust and productivity. The core argument is straightforward. Most workplace tension doesn't come from personality differences. It comes from people who don't know what to say, so they say nothing until the situation explodes. The communication angle. Picture this. Two colleagues have been working on the same project for 3 weeks. One thinks the other is steamrolling decisions. The other thinks their partner is checked out. Neither says a word. They send shorter emails. They stop asking questions in meetings. Then one day, the manager notices the project is 6 days behind and calls them both into a room. Now the conflict isn't just between them. It's a performance problem with an audience. That scenario plays out in offices every single day, and the cause is almost never their original disagreement. It's the silence that followed it. Here's what goes wrong at the communication level. People treat conflict avoidance as politeness. It isn't. Avoidance is a communication choice, and it carries a message. When you stop engaging with someone, they feel it. They start filling in the blanks with the worst possible interpretation. You didn't mean to signal hostility, but that's exactly what landed. The fix isn't a difficult conversation framework or a four-step feedback model. The fix is timing and specificity. When something bothers you at work, you have roughly a 48-hour window to address it cleanly. After that, resentment layers on top of the issue, and now you're not just talking about the problem. You're also talking about every time it happened before, every slight you catalogued, every moment you bit your tongue. The conversation becomes a wall of grievances, and the other person shuts down immediately. Address it early, address it specifically. Not you always dismiss my ideas, but in Tuesday's meeting, you cut me off twice when I was explaining the budget figures. I need you to let me finish before you respond. One incident. One request. That's it. That's the whole conversation. When you keep it that small, people can actually hear you. They don't have to defend their entire character. They just have to respond to one moment in time. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on precision language gives your framework for stripping a conflict conversation down to its essential parts so the other person can actually receive what you're saying, instead of getting defensive and going quiet. When your words are vague, people argue with your interpretation. When your words are specific, they have to deal with the facts. The takeaway. Before your next uncomfortable work conversation, write down one specific incident, not a pattern, not a feeling, and one concrete behavior change you're asking for. Bring only those two things into the room. Everything else stays off the table. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.